LNG Canada and FortisBC will officially join the First Nations LNG Alliance, now that the Canadian LNG Alliance appears to be in the process of being dissolved. The FNLNGA says it will now spearhead LNG development in BC. The Canadian LNG Alliance grew out of the BC LNG Alliance, which was formed as an industry advocacy group in 2014. It originally represented 6 LNG projects in BC, 4 of which have been abandoned. In December, former Canadian LNG Alliance CEO Brian Cox quit to take a job with Petronas Canada, and has not been replaced. Former spokespersons for the Canadian LNG Alliance could not be reached to speak to the alliance's status. In a press release, the First Nations LNG Alliance, FNLNGA, says that it has reached an agreement with the Canadian LNG Alliance to have two key members, LNG Canada and FortisBC, join the FNLNGA. That would leave the Canadian LNG Alliance with just two members, Woodfibre LNG and Enbridge, TSX, ENB. LNG Canada and FortisBC, both former members of the Canadian LNG Alliance, have been accepted as FNLNGA affiliate members, the FNLNG Alliance said in a news release. We believe a formal relationship with industry is essential to building confidence in our burgeoning LNG sector, said FNLNGA CEO Karen Ogan. We are also growing our alliance by adding First Nations in other provinces, and we welcome interest from other groups. We recognize that LNG is the only available energy source for the timely transition from traditional fossil fuels to cleaner, reliable, long-term energy. Participating in economic reconciliation with Indigenous communities is a top priority for LNG Canada, said Teresa Waddington, LNG Canada's Vice President of Corporate Relations. We have always recognized First Nations as essential partners in LNG development, and we're excited to work with the Alliance in leading industry advocacy and policy development. We are excited to work with the First Nations LNG Alliance to support the vital role that LNG will play in reconciliation, decarbonization of the marine shipping sector, and improving our local air quality, said Doug Slater, FortisBC's Vice President of External and Indigenous Relations. N. Bennett at biv.com. N. Bennett _biv.